Welcome to Conspiracy Queens, a podcast where we discuss many pondering questions about theories, opinions, and cultures and societies. Our next topic is the Mandela theory. We have many ideas about this. We are going to start off with Jordan on her take.
Okay, so it can be a theory or an effect, but the Mandela effect is what happens when someone has a clear memory of something happening, but it actually has never happened in reality. It could be like, it's almost like you had a dream, but it just never existed. But it's not just one person, it's a whole population. There's many of examples of this happening in society, from the mistakening of Nelson Mandela's death in the 1980s and the misspelling of the popular children's book, The Bernstein Bears. Let's go to Miranda for more details.
So several people clearly remember Bernstein Bears being spelled with an E. So what do you guys remember it being spelled with an E or an A?
I thought it was Bernstein.
I used to spell it with an E when I was like,
Bernstein in Bears.
Elementary school. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's actually spelled with an I, like Bernstein. But why would we pronounce it Bernstein Bears when it's spelled Stain? Which is so weird that we clearly remember Stein.
Yeah.
And we pronounce it like that.
And it was all like all these things that we're going to talk about. It occurred with like strangers too. It wasn't like family. Well, like there could have been families there, but as the general population, it was like strangers that were all remembering the same thing.
Yeah. Didn't we test that on like Lily this morning? Like we asked her how to spell it and didn't she say like E-I-N? I don't know.
Yeah, she said E. Somebody. She said E, definitely.
Yeah, and at lunch, because when you came up to ask me about it, I went up at lunch, and it was Myla Ruffles, and she spelled it E-I-N, and we're like, no. She's like, what? I swear to God, that's how you spell it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just weird to
me. It's an A. Like, if you look on the book, it's an A.
Mm-hmm. So, like, we all know that it started with Nelson Mandela because, like, of his funeral. People were remembering his funeral that occurred in the 80s, supposedly, and people were like... So when he died in 2013, people were like, but he already died in the 80s. And that's kind of how this whole thing started, was because everyone thought that he died in his jail cell in the 80s.
And it's ridiculous because it was in 2013, which is like decades after. Yeah. And he was at his home, like, just like chilling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like people thought he was in
and
jail
he got
when
out
he died.
Of jail.
Yeah.
He got out of jail in the 1890s. How did nobody know about it?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so like people think there's like these parallel like realities in these places that we're just like kind of sliding between them, remembering different things
honestly,
and stuff
like
that.
They're moving in between.
You know how like deja vu works?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's what I thought
you're like,
about.
I felt this before, but you don't remember.
Yes, I get that all
I
the
get
time.
Deja vu from my dreams. So what if this is like kind of the same like concept of it almost?
But like it's just different realities like mashing together, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like people think that each universe has different versions of events and objects. So, like, Curious George, everybody thinks that he has a tail.
Yeah.
Because he's a monkey.
Oh.
And I know.
Like,
everybody swears.
Yeah.
But then, like, because of, like, in another alternate reality, he had, like, no tail. That, like, it switched over into our reality.
So, does he have a tail or no?
No.
We think that he does not have a tail.
Like, I thought he did.
If you told me to draw Curious George, I would draw him with a tail.
I swear he has a tail.
Would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, look up a picture.
I'm looking up a picture of Curious George right now.
Look up Curious George with a tail, too, because that might show up. And, like, this is a really famous one, but you know the famous Darth Vader scene? Like,
yes,
oh,
it's not.
Yeah, I am your father. Everybody says that. It's literally on T-shirts. Like, I remember.
Luke, I am your father.
Yeah,
that
says,
tripped me up.
Yeah, but it's no.
Oh,
I'm
he doesn't
father.
Have a tail. Update, Curious George.
I am the father.
Does not have a tail.
if you look up Curious George with a tail, just see what happens. Because, like, I swear to God, like, I remember watching cartoons.
I swear
of him,
he had
like,
a tail.
Oh, whoa. Okay, wait a second. This is... I don't.
No, he definitely had a tail.
I swear he had a tail.
No, he did.
He for sure did.
Yeah, look, that's a tail right there.
No, okay. He has a tail.
He does.
What are people talking about?
You guys
he
can't see
tail.
This right now, but
I knew
we're
it.
Looking at a picture with him with a tail and without a tail, and I swear he has a tail.
No, he has a tail.
He definitely.
People are just joking. Like, no.
But
that's like what they, like, part of the theory, though. Like, that's like.
Yeah.
It confuses people.
Uh-huh. But, like, going back to the Star Wars thing, it's not Luke, I am your father. It's no, I am your father.
Everybody's mistaking that. Like, how did literally every single person mistake that one line? You feel like at least one person got
see, is it really the Mandela effect then if people are just like mistaking it?
But it's a whole population. It's like the whole world.
Well, no,
exactly.
Like, I was watching a video about like the whole like Luke, I am your father thing, And, like, even, like, the voice of Darth Vader remembered saying Luke.
What the heck?
Actually. That's crazy. And there's no way.
If, like, the actor remembers saying that, then, like, how is that not real? Like,
right? Yeah, the same thing, Snow White, the classic movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you remember? Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Or magic mirror on the wall?
I swear it was mirror, but I know it's magic.
I know, like, it's magic mirror, but I swear it was mirror.
Everyone says mirror, mirror on the
wall. There's even some song lyrics that go like mirror, mirror on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wrong. Mm. It's magic mirror.
Yeah, okay, like, these are, like, innocent, like, things, so if you get it wrong, it's not harmless, but, like, what if, like, this is, like, just a theory. But, like, what if the government could, like, do this to, like, whole populations to, like, think that something happened?
Area
51?
What if that's,
like,
did y'all listen to our Area 51 episode?
What if we're not actually, I know that some people tested this theory out or, like, thought about it, but, like, what if we're not actually real? And it's, like, all just virtual everything.
Yes. Yeah, we were talking about that.
And, like, it's just, like, glitches in the system when, like, that happened.
No, okay, but, like, I was looking up these stories, and multiple people remember entering Magic Kingdom in Disney World through the castle. Like, multiple people have stories of them entering Magic Kingdom through that big castle that's supposedly at the entrance. Uh-huh. That is not there.
The
but, like, multiple people have stories.
They probably thought about the movies, how they have the little thing and there's a little path.
But, like,
into the
multiple people are like, we entered through the castle.
No.
To Magic Kingdom.
No.
But, like, this was, like, multiple strangers that all had that same thing.
I thought it was closed off.
On Shane Dawson's video, he was talking about this thing where, like, a lot of people remember, like, 9/11 being on actually 9/10.
What the heck?
Yeah. And, like, I was like, is that even, like, possible? Because, like, the government could be, like, just, like, discussing that it was on 9/11.
Oh, my God. 9/11 could be a whole nother episode, man. There's so much with that.
Yeah, so much.
The planes, like, how did they perfectly, like, everybody remembers the planes crashing like that. But then if the planes crash, how did the building go down like that and not out?
Yeah.
A little sketchy.
Yeah, I wish, like, I don't want to experience it, but I kind of wish I was, like, alive in that time to, like, know.
Because, like, we have to just go off people's
Like, we hear all the, we learn about all these things, like, World War I, World War II, 9/11. Like, I don't want to experience it, like, firsthand, but I want to, like, be alive during that time to, like, know what everyone's thinking
and
feeling.
And obviously when they
feeling.
Teach us it, there's, like, an American bias. So it'd be, like, what if we got, like, a European perspective of an American war? But it's just, that could also be the Mandela effect, because they're teaching us this, so we remember it like this. And what if the event, like, never even happened that way?
Exactly.
What,
I remember
the whole
reading
United States of America
is going to
know the education that
it
happened.
Like, one time in, like, textbooks in Mexico, or something like that, it doesn't even talk about this one battle that they had or something.
Actually?
I can't remember. Yeah, I can't remember exactly, like, the exact details, but, like, they were leaving out stuff in textbooks.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, no, that's how it is in the U.S. too. Because I remember in history class, we had to study textbooks from here and textbooks from other countries, and they were all biased and all left out information.
Yeah. Okay, but, like, going back to the Mandela effect, though, this one's probably the stupidest one I heard, but people think that there's 51 or 52 states in the United States.
Yeah.
People probably actually think that. They're like, there's 51 or 52 or something
like
that.
Wait, isn't there going to be?
What? There was that whole thing a couple years ago where they were, like, considering, like, the Bahamas or something.
Yeah, Bahamas or
something
like that.
But, like, people
were
like, no, it's going to mess up the 50 Nifty song.
No. Oh, no, we can't do that.
No, but, like, what I, like, think about that, like, there's, like, Costa Rica. Isn't that, like, a U.S. territory?
Yeah, it's a territory.
Or I thought that was Puerto Rico.
It could be our, like,
guys, we're all failing history.
They're going to make they're going to make it a state, like they were going to. And I think that's why people were confused, like, is it 51 or...
Yeah.
Okay, but,
what,
like, it's not 51. Cause, like,
it's definitely...
It's a territory.
Get it together, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, and then there's this other one, Jif peanut butter versus Jiffy.
Jiffy.
It's not Jiffy, it's Jif.
Yeah, it's Jif.
My life.
Everyone calls it Jiffy.
My dog eats that peanut butter. Like, I've seen it every single
day. It's
Jif.
It's Jif. J-I-F. Peanut butter.
Wait, no,
it's
Jiffy?
Jiffy. It's like Jiffy. Isn't Jiffy Lube like some, like, car wash or something?
No,
like
I went to a
isn't
Jiffy.
Isn't there, like, Jiffy, like, Jello or something?
Yeah.
What?
No, that's just Jello.
Jiffy's definitely, like, something.
No, Jiffy is something because I went to a factory and it was, like, Jiffy Factory or something.
But it's actually Jif. Like, the peanut butter is J-I-F.
Jif or Jif.
Jif.
I think Jiffy is what it used to be when it was like the jam and then like
what?
The peanut butter and it was all mixed together and that
oh,
thing.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah. That nasty stuff.
Oh, God.
Okay, but there's also like the
oh,
song.
Oh, it's corn muffin mix. That's what it is. That's
oh,
what
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to a corn muffin factory and it was Jiffy.
Why would you go to a corn muffin factory?
Because my mom was like, how come you don't remember the Jiffy factory? And I was like, I was 4 years
that was
old.
Like, what exciting vacation.
Yeah, okay, but
I know.
Like the fact like song lyrics, like for example, like in We Are the Champions.
Oh my God.
It's
yeah.
like apparently people think it's We Are the Champions of the World. But that's not
There's
true.
No of the world.
There's
at
no
all.
Of the world.
I sing of the world. I remember my travel
Wait,
team.
Wait, we are the champions, my friends. Like it says like that. Sometimes.
Yeah, but like you know
no.
the final like line. Everybody goes of the world. You know like
that's
yeah.
not that's not a line.
Oh, wait,
it's
no,
not even
because, a line.
No,
it's just guitars.
I know, but it's like they made something else with that weird frog.
What?
You guys don't know what that is?
Wait, crazy frog.
And, yeah, crazy frog.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he said champions of the world.
Crazy
in his version.
Crazy frog.
What's crazy frog?
And he's running on like soccer balls and stuff.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh yeah, and then like hot dog brands and stuff. Oscar yeah. Meyer versus like
Oscar
Mayer,
Mayer,
whatever. It's actually
like, no,
it's not
John Mayer, not Oscar.
I've never heard of that.
No, yeah. Okay, like you know, like the hot dogs. Company
yeah.
like Oscar Mayer, like the you know the Wienermobile.
Wiener so I remember going to the historical museum.
Yes.
And seeing like the
no,
wrong spelling.
Okay,
I remember
it's,
that.
It's Oscar and then M A Y E R, not M E Y E R. But I always thought it was Oscar Mayer, like M E Y E R. But it's not. Did you look up Crazy Frog?
Yeah.
So like, why do you think? People are experiencing this.
Okay, so I kind of have a theory, but I don't think it's real.
Who cares?
But, like, what if people, like, could time travel?
What the heck?
And
we're
the, no, no, and then the Mandela okay. effect is, like, changes in history of them time traveling.
Oh, like, you know, like how
because
if
like,
you time
like,
travel, it supposedly, like, messes up, like,
yeah.
the space-time continuum.
Uh-huh. So what if they went and saved that guy in jail?
Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
That guy in jail? Okay.
The guy we've
I
been
mean,
talking
maybe,
about that started
yeah.
this whole thing.
I mean, that's actually not crazy. Who would have thought during 6 hour at 2:30 we'd be thinking of stuff like this?
I know.
But, like, that, like, makes sense because that's how, like, okay, that's how so many people, like, get things wrong.
No, and then,
I know.
Did you, do you guys know, like, Patrick Swayze? You know?
Yeah.
Isn't he in Dirty Dancing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, supposedly, he died, right?
Yeah.
And people
no.
think he's still he alive to this day.
Wait, he did die?
He
yeah.
Did.
He did?
Wait. I'm pretty sure.
Wait.
Yeah, he died, but people think he's still alive.
Wait, he died?
Okay. This
when was this?
He definitely... It was either that he died and... it's either that he died and people think he's still alive or he is still alive and people think he died. I'm pretty sure he died, though.
Wait, like, look up his... look up his age, first of all. Let's see what the age is.
Okay, I'm looking it up. I'm pretty sure he passed away.
While they're looking
oh,
at
it says
this,
was.
Yeah, 1975 to 2009. Yeah, people think he's still alive.
Well,
they think he had cancer. He had cancer, and people
really?
Think that he like had a good recovery and like survived, but he died.
Yeah,
he and people think he's still alive. Fun fact, my Snapchat memories says that 1 year ago today I watched Dirty Dancing for the first time.
Conspiracy? It has together question mark?
What?
That's kind of funny.
I also looked up, like, and I saw that Mickey Mouse, like, is supposed to have, like, suspenders, but, like,
you can't see
yeah.
it.
Wait, he doesn't?
Wait, no, he does.
He has, like, little yellow suspenders, right?
No,
the straps
he has, like,
and the button.
Yeah,
right?
Because
like,
when he's in that boat thing, he's, like, playing with the
dude,
suspenders.
Oh, yeah.
No, but,
that
like,
one.
There's, like, buttons on his shorts, like, four suspenders, but, like, he's not actually wearing
yeah.
them.
Yeah. No, he is.
He's not.
Dog, he is.
Dog, he wears suspenders.
He wears suspenders.
Okay, hold on. Oh, my God, wait, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Not in this one, look. It's just like
not
red
that
pants.
Version of him, the black and white version of
like
him.
Like the like where he's whistling on the boat. It's
yeah.
like, you know,
at the beginning of every like.
Wait,
like
maybe he's not.
Before you were like
I
watching
swear
Frozen
he was like playing with his suspenders.
Oh wait, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
There was
some.
Then what is he playing
heck?
With?
Jordan.
Okay.
Wait, no, in this one he does. It's like the overall straps. Mm. That's what it is. It's not suspenders. Walt Disney, it's like doing overall some shady straps. Stuff.
I swear to God, they're going to, like, eventually this, like, whole effect's going to be so messed up that we're going to think, like, a whole movie exists when it doesn't.
Yeah.
Like a Disney movie. Mm-hmm.
Those time travelers.
We thought Mickey Mouse had freaking suspenders. I guess not, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so obviously this Mandela effect is real, but, like, I don't know. It's just kind of trippy.
Yeah.
Like, it makes weird. You wonder, yeah. like, what else what is else out is there?
No, there's so many other things besides this.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm curious, like, what else is out there that we haven't discovered yet that multiple people are, like...
Not multiple.
Yeah, lots
millions.
Of, millions.
Billions.
Not just multiple. Yeah, that's, like...
That's so weird.
I want to know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'll look into it.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of Conspiracy Queens.